live from Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM. Viewing my notes atop Burnaby Mountain, it's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent jazz across Canada and around the world. This week's show is titled The Amazing Lyle Mays. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, get on the off-ramp, take the next 60 minutes, and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Hi, Grace. Your dad's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we open the show with Vancouver's own Corey Weeds, along with the Jeff Hamilton Trio, and a Corey Weeds, Bill Kuhn original, How Do You Like Them Apples, from the 2017 album Dreamsville. And this week on our show, we're going to devote the entire show to the music of Lyle Mays, the great jazz pianist, passed away February 10th at age 66, and best known as the founding member and co-collaborator with Pat Metheny of the Pat Metheny Group, and Grammy Award-winning group, and probably from the early to mid-80s into the 90s, the number one jazz group in the world, and really their music transcended jazz, and it was I really was drawn to its sort of unique fusion of Brazilian and post-bop and free jazz, all in this one amazing package. And Lyle Mays was, along with Pat Metheny, wrote most of the great tunes that band played. And so we're going to look at his career with the Pat Metheny Group, and all the tunes we're going to play were either he wrote himself or co-wrote with Pat Metheny. And then the last set, we're going to look at his solo career, which was not insignificant, and probably not as well known as some of the other jazz greats, of his era, but no less significant. And so the third set will feature a couple tunes from a couple of his solo albums. But we're going to start off with two tunes from the 1970s. Him and Pat Metheny hooked up in 1977. And the first album they put out together as the Pat Metheny Group was called simply the Pat Metheny Group. And then the second album was called American Garage. So we're going to start off with Cross the Heartland, a Metheny Mays tune from American Garage, and then the second tune will be Phase Dance off of the Pat Metheny Group album from 1978. So let's start off with Cross the Heartland and the Pat Metheny Group featuring Lyle Mays on keyboards right here on the Jazz Spectrum.
Thank you.
two tunes from the early Pat Metheny group. We just heard 1978's Phase Dance from the album The Pat Metheny Group, which was the first album released by that particular group. And before that, we opened the set with Cross the Heartland from the 1979 album American Garage. And we were playing the music of Lyle Mays, who passed away February 10th at age 66, and just featuring his music with the Pat Metheny Group, and then a little later on we'll play a couple of his solo tunes. And a tribute to the great keyboardist, and what more can I say? I thoroughly enjoyed him. I'll tell you why a little later. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Jose Mairena, and you are listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
February is Black History Month. Tune in all month for special episodes of Speak Up, Intravenous, SFU Ideas and Issues, and more, celebrating Black history.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, paying tribute to the great keyboardist Lyle Mays, who passed away February 10th at age 66. And we're going to continue with three songs from the 1980s. And I first became familiar with Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays in the 1980s, and first the Pat Metheny group. And I think the first time I saw them was 1988 here in Vancouver at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Subsequently saw them many times, and thoroughly enjoyed them. Enjoyed their they're interesting fusion, their electronics, the sound that they were able to produce was exciting and very dynamic. And so I'm going to play three tunes. I'm going to start off with a duo album that Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays put out in 1981, As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. And I would love to play the title tune, but in a one-hour show, it's a 20-minute song. And so I decided, well, okay, there's other songs I'd also like to play. And so maybe at a later date we'll play As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. But we are going to play Ozark from that album. And then we're going to go to 1987 and the Pat Metheny group, Still Life Talking, in a Lyle Mays tune, Distance. And then we're going to close the set with from 1989's Letter from Home, and the Pat Metheny group, and the great song Beat 70. And so all songs that Lyle Mays had a hand in, and all songs that are part of our tribute today. So here's Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays and Ozark from the album As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls, right here on the Jazz Spectrum.
Thank you.
That was the Pat Metheny Group and Beat 70 from the 1989 album Letter from Home. And before that, we heard the Pat Metheny Group playing Distance, a Lyle Mays tune from the 1987 album Still Life Talking. And we opened the set with Ozark from As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls, an album by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays. And we're paying tribute to Lyle Mays today here on the Jazz Spectrum. Passed away February 10th at age 66. One of the things that really, I think one of the reasons why I love their music is just it's very joyous and very, even the slower tunes, there's a real joy to the music and a real commitment to the craft. And, the songs we just heard, especially from Still Life Talking and Letter from Home, really show them at the peak of their powers as musicians. They were really at that point on the top of the world musically, and traveled the world. They had the kind of crowds that rock stars get, and in the late '80s. And so we're enjoying the music of Lyle Mays. Sad that he has passed away, but we will continue to enjoy the great music that he produced and helped produce. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum here on CJSF 90.1 FM and broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum. And for this set, we're going to feature a couple of songs from solo albums that Lyle Mays produced. He actually produced four. The self-titled Lyle Mays, Street Dreams, Fictionary, and then Solo, which was a very interesting solo album. Just him and piano, prepared piano, and the digital recording sort of worked and to add sort of an orchestral element to it. We're going to play two tunes, and like I said, I became familiar with the Pat Metheny Group in the 1980s and really began to appreciate how great they were. And but it wasn't until 1993 that I began to really appreciate how great Lyle Mays is. And a friend of mine, the late Grant McLean, invited me to go and see Lyle Mays at the Vancouver's Cultural Center. And so I said, oh, sure, yeah, I'll go. You know, live music, fantastic. So we ended up being in row two, right in the center, maybe 8 feet from where Lyle Mays was playing. And he had an acoustic quartet with himself, Mark Johnson on bass, Bob Shepherd on sax, and Mark Walker playing the drums. And the album Fictionary had just come out, and they played many of the tunes from that album. And I became a huge fan of Lyle Mays at that point. It was an amazing concert. I would say one of my favorite jazz concerts that I've ever been to. And it sold me on what a great composer and pianist that Lyle Mays was. And so we're going to play a tune from his first solo album from 1986, a tune called Highland Air. And then we're going to play a song from his 1993 album, Fictionary, Hard Eights. And I think what sets Fictionary apart from his other solo work is that it really is a departure from the Pat Metheny group. The sound was very much in the traditional jazz trio vein. He recorded with Mark Johnson and Jack DeJohnette on drums, and it really was a tribute to his piano heroes, Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, Keith Jarrett, Paul Bley, and Chick Corea. And so I think you'll really see that it's still his sound, but very definitely influenced by those great jazz masters. But we're going to start off with Highland Air from the album Lyle Mays.
Thank you.
There you have it, Lyle Mays. Hard Eights from the album Fictionary. And before that, Highland Air from his debut solo album called Lyle Mays. And we've been featuring the music of the great, late Lyle Mays, who passed away February 10th at age 66. And his solo music, as well as his work with the Pat Metheny Group. And he will be sadly missed, although in the last several years he is, for all intents and purposes, sort of semi-retired, and was a software engineer in California, Los Angeles area, and died after a lengthy illness. Well, folks, just to quickly let you know about a couple of concerts coming up tonight, February 19th, Don Stewart is appearing at Jazz Evensong at Brentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby. An hour of quiet reflection and great jazz with your host, Dr. Brian Fraser. And so as part of Black History Month, Don Stewart will be appearing this week, and Candace Churchill will be there next week. And so you might want to check that out as part of Black History Month. Well, our time is almost up on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're just about ready to turn things over to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira. I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of independent jazz from Lyle Mays. I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled The Amazing Lyle Mays. I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, Grace, I'll be home soon, and the rest of you, I'll catch up with you next time, right here on the Jazz Spectrum, as we close with Lyle Mays and Let Me Count the Ways from his 2000 album called Solo. See you next time.